Guests were treated to an inspirational afternoon of art, music and poetry at a recent reception to celebrate the opening of the Emancipation Art Exhibition at Georgetown's Helsen Gallery. The sixth installment of the annual show features works by 24 Black artists that will be on display through August 27. It's organized in partnership with the Halton Black History Awareness Society, HBHAS. The exhibition is also marking many firsts this year. For the first time, the show features a juried exhibit, and three pieces were selected to receive cash awards. Komi Olof's entry, Strange Fruit, took top honors, as it captured the true essence of emancipation and created a captivating masterpiece that leaves a lasting impact, said the judging panel. Second place was awarded to Segun Ciazer's entry, Aunt May. This beautiful portrait speaks to the artist's desire to elevate African people's vibrant narratives and connect the Canadian and African experiences, noted the judges. Cheryl Keene earned the third place award for State of Mind, uses texture and pattern to create an inner landscape. Miyaka Emin earned honorable mention for his piece, Of Matter and Descent. The exhibition this year employed a paid intern through University of Western Ontario's School for Advanced Studies in the Arts and Humanities program. A booklet highlighting the contributions of each artist was also published for the event. I feel it's important to point out that it's the first time we are seeing representation and participation from the LGBTQ community, which is so welcomed, says Francesca Durham, adding that the collection embodies the artist's pursuit of truth, liberation and the preservation of collective memory. At the very core of Black art, in my opinion, lies the unapologetic celebration of Black identity, she added. Sunday's launch was attended by many of the artists and several dignitaries, including MPPFE Triatafilopoulos, Oakville North, Burlington, Halton District School Board Director Curtis Ennis and Halton Hills Councillor Jason Brass, representing the mayor of Halton Hills. Indigenous Elder White Eagle opened the reception with the land acknowledgement, and Halton Hills harpist Pearl Schachter played throughout the afternoon, with a repertoire that included several arrangements by African-American composer Harry T. Burley. The festivities wrapped up with a presentation by Guelph spoken word poet and visual artist Truth Is, who recited the poem that went with her art submission, Let Freedom Flourish. The Helsen Gallery is located at 9 Church Street, Georgetown, inside the Halton Hills Cultural Center, and is open Wednesday to Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's closed Sundays in July and August.